Hey, I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Lauren.
And you're listening to the Her Next Big Move podcast.
This is a place where we will help you gain clarity on your big goals, break down those limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, and develop a solid strategy for building your dream life and business.
We are going to have vulnerable conversations about building our own business and introduce you to some of the most accomplished businesswomen we know to find out their secrets to success too.
Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired and give you the confidence to make
your next big move.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Today we're talking about the money, honey.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What does the feeling of money give you, Lo?
happiness? No, just kidding. No, I think money, I mean, it's the thing you hear all the time, right? It's the freedom. It's not the actual money. It's the freedom and the things that it enables you to be able to do. Mm-hmm. And so I really try to always think of money as fluid. Mm-hmm. And really know that it's always coming and going and not get too attached to it. Mm-hmm. While also practicing good money habits. But yeah. I mean, I think when I was younger, I had more of a scarcity mindset around it. Now I feel like I have a much better relationship with money. I'm much more, it's almost goes into manifestation of like, I know it's coming to me. I have that undoubted belief. And so it does. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's this kind of cycle of, being able to really do things I love that make me happy and mm-hmm. being able to put out that energy, which brings it back. So it's kind of this full circle moment. So yeah. I love money. Mm-hmm. I love it a lot.
Where do you feel like you said you like used to have a scarcity like mindset around yeah. money? Like where did that come from and how did you get it to shift?
Yeah. Well, I think personally I grew up kind of around that. My family was never, I would say, like, not able to take care of me or, like, I mean, they weren't poor. I'll just put it that way. But they weren't rich. They were definitely that, like, lower middle class, mm-hmm. You know, where we always had food on the table and a roof over our heads and all of that. But we definitely didn't have a ton of money around.
Yeah, like excess.
Excess money. Yeah. And really, it was my dad was so always tight on money, and it was always this lack, like we don't have enough. Oh, I have to work more. Like, oh, that's expensive. Oh, you don't even understand the worth of that. Like, it's all this negativity that I grew up with around money. It was never this positive thing for me. So I think I innately kind of, like, I don't want to say like pushed it away, but mm-hmm. I think subconsciously I was almost blocking my own flow.
Yeah.
And I think what really helped me kind of change and pivot that was just, well, obviously growing up and being able to separate and have the awareness around kind of seeing my own blockages. Mm-hmm. And it really took me kind of diving into that relationship that I had with money of like, well, why is it blocked? And diving kind of into like my childhood and all of that. And I think when you're able to really unpack some of those boxes that sometimes we carry around that are so heavy, and they're sometimes just stored in our subconscious that we don't even really realize we're carrying around, it really can affect your current day views on things. And so it really took me having that awareness and being able to kind of have that paradigm shift of going from lack to abundance. And it sounds very simple because it was. Mm-hmm. It was really truly knowing that, okay, I am going to lean into knowing that this money is going to come to me. I know that I can create this money. It was just confidence, I guess. And we've talked about this on other episodes of like confidence being synonymous with your personal power and your light. And I think that when you are able to kind of lean into that mindset, that everything unlocks more than money, opportunities, people, situations, cash flow, whatever you're really focused on, it will come to you. But I think it takes having the awareness around where you're having those blocks. Yeah. And then really the clarity around kind of taking your personal power back and your own perspective and changing the narrative on how you even think about, talk about, view money in general.
Yeah, I think it's such a big topic. And I think especially in business,
yeah.
whenever you maybe have your own personal relationship with money, but sometimes that can really transition into your business practices, how you deal with money within business. And I see this so much with, our clients that I work one-on-one with, of different ways that they approach it in business, whether it is that they don't want to invest the money into the thing because they have the scarcity that, yeah. It's not going to come back, or that they overindulge in spending in things that, have way too many operating expenses that it doesn't really make sense for how much money they're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it comes from such deep rooted places,
yeah.
and such deep rooted feelings, because really how I look at money is it is like an energy flow. And I've practiced it, and I think gotten my mindset stronger around it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I always saw everybody growing up around me working so hard, mm-hmm. for the money that they got. So whether this was like my dad being an entrepreneur and like hustling like every day, loving what he did and like having a great time, and there was ease and all of that to it for him. But like, he worked really hard to like have the small business that he had. And yeah. even when he was like in the sales roles and things that he had, he just worked really hard. And I saw that be really successful. I also saw my parents are separated in two totally different ways. My mom working really hard to be a single mom and provide, and mm-hmm. she did nails for a living and working off tips and things like that. And just seeing that, like, I think for me that like working hard equaled money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's just a part of like my DNA and my relationship with money of that I think I'm trying to transition out of too, of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I love working, and I really do. And I love working hard, but I think I don't want it to be as hard anymore.
Yeah.
And really practicing that with myself, but also with clients and things like that too, that, money is, we all have different relationships to it. I think getting really clear on how, why we think the way that we do about it, mm-hmm. why we feel the way that we do about it, what we want our relationship to like be with it, how we want to transition yeah. like into that, I think is so powerful and can really help in so many ways in business. And the way that I've been thinking about it, like I said, for me, of working hard equals making a lot of money, I've realized it's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
For one, and that there can be an ease to it. And actually, simplification is where growth exists.
Yeah.
In a lot of areas of life, but especially whenever you think about money. And when you try to overcomplicate it, or if you try to add in 12,000 million revenue streams and spread yourself too thin in order to like accomplish like a certain goal, that's not necessarily sustainable.
Yeah, 100%. I think that a lot of people come up against that and don't even really take the time to unpack their relationship with money. I think it's a big one. So when you're working with clients, what's one tip or kind of action piece yeah. you give them to help them kind of go through that mindset shift of like the lack into the abundance?
I think the main thing, which probably so many people can relate to, is just looking at their finances.
Yeah.
And
ooh, it's scary.
I know.
Right? Some people are like, ooh, I don't want to look.
Yeah. To where they're just operating, right? They're yep. just like, okay, I know this is coming in and I'll be able to pay that next thing and that next thing, and not really being able to look at the full scope of everything.
Yeah.
And have the awareness of what is actually going on, because they think that if they have the awareness, that then they're immediately going to think that they're going to be judged. They're going to be labeled a failure,
right.
that they're not successful enough, all of these things.
Right.
And this is just, they're not even doing it one-on-one with themselves, where they're the ones judging themselves, right. saying
it's
they're a failure.
It's almost like shame, I think, that 100%. Comes, creeps in
mm-hmm.
A lot of the time. With
so
that.
Then like coming in
to work one-on-one with a coach mm-hmm. and being able to have to share that with like somebody else, I think can be really scary.
Yeah.
But it should be the most empowering thing, because the 100% guarantee is that we just need to know where we're at so that we can adjust to where we want to be.
Yeah.
And the coolest thing, 95% of the time, what we're doing is we are simplifying. Mm-hmm. We're making it easier, because maybe it's just been a little all over the place. There's not been a system to make it easy for you to understand where you are and where the gap is to like where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And with that awareness, you just know what needs to happen. And so overwhelm can subside, and that you can get the clear action plan in order to move forward. So I would say the biggest thing whenever clients start working, you know, with Forward Female, and I, you know, if I'm working one-on-one with them and understanding, you know, where are you at? How much money do you want to make?
Yeah.
Are you paying yourself? How much does it take to run this company? What are the revenue streams that we have in place in order to at least meet bare minimum of paying all of our bills within the company? Mm-hmm. And then for us to then start generating some profits yeah. and start being able to like grow the business in the way that you want to grow it. And it really is, I think, overcomplicated in the world of business so much.
Yeah.
That like so many people use these big terms or big things. I remember at one point, even in our business, whenever we were first getting started, somebody asked us, what are your monthly operating expenses? And we looked at them and we had no idea. And this was at very early stages of the business. Mm-hmm. And we knew how much we were spending each month. We had never heard the term monthly operating expenses. I think they called it OPEX. We were like, what? And I think it can be overcomplicated, but it really is like second grade math.
Right. It really is breaking it down yeah. too.
Yeah. It's adding and subtracting mm-hmm. and seeing what the difference is.
Yeah.
And understanding a few percentages here and there for certain things, of how things are going to grow and scale. But knowing, you know, your relationship with money, knowing it as you go into business too, and then being open to having like open conversations about it and being able to build a plan, even maybe when you're not there yet, of like mm-hmm. being able to reach those milestones or whatnot. But like, if you can have a plan, then you can actually achieve it.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, like you said, being able to simplify and like really hone down and focus. And I think a lot of the time too, we'll kind of get stuck in doing like what we like or what's fun or, you know, what we think is a good idea. But sometimes we forget to stop and really analyze the data, right? If you're already working with clients, you're already selling products, you have some data to be able to mm-hmm. analyze. And so don't be afraid to ask and get feedback and really kind of find out from your customers how you can be doing more or less, because they might even say like, I love this specific thing that you do. And maybe that's not a big focus for you, but you hear that over and over from clients. That's something you can really lean into and really rev up that funnel. And so I think that there is a lot of, it's simplistic in an overcomplicated world. You know, mm-hmm. it's finances can be so, I think, especially the deeper into business you go. I mean, there's like the general terms where if you go to business school, you may be familiar with them, but a lot of them you might not. Mm-hmm. And I think the deeper you go, like I said, the more kind of confusing it gets, and especially mm-hmm. in finances, mm-hmm. When you start going into raising money, mm-hmm. you know, going into VC world, that whole world of finances and business is a whole different level. Mm-hmm. And I think that you know, we have mentors that we work with that they even tell us like, it's actually really simple. They just really overcomplicate it with all this extra jargon.
Yeah.
And so if you're going into your business and you're not sure of things, don't be afraid to get support and get help and ask questions.
Yeah.
because there is no stupid questions. Mm-mm. Like everybody doesn't know something at some point. And so it just takes discovering and figuring it out. But like you said, like being able to face the numbers mm-hmm. of like where you're at and not having any sort of shame around that. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's true of like we talk about all the time of like celebrating our failures mm-hmm. of I think that. Well, and I think too, I'll bring up that I think this comes from a lot of the previous generations mm-hmm. Of this like work hard, grind, strive, get a 9-to-5, mm-hmm. hustle as hard as you can, get a pension, 401k, and mm-hmm. make sure you set yourself up. And mm-hmm. well, some of that is true. I think that we've all figured out as we've moved on in life that there are ways to work smarter and not harder mm-hmm. and that you don't have to grind and you don't have to work a 9-to-5 mm-hmm. that actually it's really based on like how you want to design your life.
Yeah.
And so that's the good news, mm-hmm. right? That's the beauty of it yeah. is that you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of the times entrepreneurs will get overwhelmed and like you said, overcomplicate and try and do too much.
Yeah.
And then they kind of start spinning because they're not really doing one or two things well. They're trying to do like 5 to 10 things and yeah. then it's just spread too thin.
Yeah. And I say this really from experience mm-hmm. of doing that.
Yeah. We've been there. We have so been there.
Yeah. And realizing that that wasn't sustainable.
Yeah.
And whenever you're building a business, you know, sometimes you got to make some sacrifices and sometimes you got to work a little harder at times to, you know, get a goal accomplished and things like that. But if you're building your business and you're building your financial model off of something that's not sustainable, it won't last. And you'll be at the same starting point again and again and again. And you yeah. might be finding yourself there just right now. And I think getting out of that pattern is really important. And typically what it's going to come down to after you know, have the chance to look at, you know, a balance sheet and look at your finances and build a budget, right? There's a couple things in play here are going to be your operating expenses. So OpEx, if somebody's saying that to you, like when I didn't know what that meant, is understanding how much does it cost you to run your company? Mm-hmm. So how much does your subscriptions cost, right? Maybe right. you have Zoom and you have your Google Suite yep. and you have your marketing expenses.
Your email. Yeah.
All of these things, right? How much does it take you to really run your company? As if you're not making any money, but these are still the bills that need to get paid. Mm-hmm. Every single month. It's kind of like if you look at it from like your personal life standpoint of your rent, your grocery bill, maybe your car note, like these yeah. things that like those are your operating expenses as a human. Mm-hmm. What are your operating expenses like for this business? Mm-hmm. And taking into account if you're going to be working full time in this business, what would be your paycheck, right? As if mm-hmm. you were an employee that you're paying on payroll. How much does it take if you are probably the biggest expense in the company at the beginning, right? If you're just mm-hmm. a solopreneur, just getting started, then what are all of those costs? You have to get really, really clear on what those are. And then there's going to be variable expenses as well within that. You have fixed expenses and then you have variable expenses. So the fixed expenses are those that are not going to change every single month. The variable are going to be, let's say if you pay somebody hourly, are going to be marketing expenses. Maybe you spend $42 one month. The next month you spent $97. And one month you do a photo shoot. You don't do another one for 6 months, right? These are all like variable things that are like changing.
Literally, it will vary.
Yes. So understanding what all of those are. And this is a budget. This is an estimate, right? You are estimating a lot of those variable expenses and creating a budget or like a not to exceed amount, maybe.
Right.
So the other thing off of that, now you have that number to understand what your baseline is. Mm-hmm. Now what you're going to need to do is understand what are your revenue streams. So this is, we just talked about the money going out. This is the money coming in. So the money coming in are the different revenue streams. So they call them streams, like money flowing into your bank account, right? If you can understand what those are, if you look at all of the different revenue streams and maybe you have 20 listed, right? That might be where things are going a little awry, right? Because you are, diversification is one thing, but in a business, diversifying your revenue streams. But if you have too many revenue streams and it's just you, and there's not enough time to focus on all of them, you might be spreading yourself too thin. And that might be your first aha moment. Look at the revenue streams that are bringing in the majority of revenue or have the potential to bring in the majority of revenue. Maybe it's a particular service. Maybe it's a particular product that you know that if you really crushed it selling these things, you know how many you would need to sell to meet your minimum. And you know how many would be a goal to sell in order to start like profiting and making even more money than that. So maybe you can take that, those profits, and reinvest it into your business, or you go on a nice vacation, right? Because yeah, you did well. It really is that simple. I think the key here is pretending like you are an employee that you would have to pay regardless to do that service or provide that product, so that you don't undercut yourself. The biggest thing that I see entrepreneurs do is undercut themselves. Mm. Been there, done that. It's whenever you aren't taking an account of how much something actually cost to do. So, gosh, we were so guilty of this when we first got started.
We really were.
Of, you know, having, we provided one-on-one coaching. You had access to our physical location. We made you coffee. You could come 24/7. It was just, it was like $100 a month. Now, if we really added up how much all of those things actually really cost us, as if we were going to pay somebody to do that, we would be paying the client to be able to perform that service, really, at the end of the day, because we would be making nothing. We would be losing money, which happened.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly pivoting that and realizing that, which we did, right? Really looking at the balance sheet pretty quickly and realizing that wasn't working. To then you switch and you say, well, how much does it really cost baseline? And I'm just going to do this to hit baseline. How much profit do I want to make, right? So after baseline, I want it to be 20% profit. So 20% more than what that baseline is what I want to make, because I know that's how much profit margin I want to reach this year in order to reinvest my company and go on that gorgeous vacation I want, right? So a lot of different details here, but it's really the simplification of that. And then it also gives you the power and empowers you mm-hmm. to be able to price yourself at a rate that you just know it has to be because you know how much it really cost you and you know how much the baseline is, you know how much it cannot go below or else it does not make sense to do it, mm-hmm. period, end of story. And if you don't think anybody will pay that price or do that thing, then it might not be a viable product or business, or maybe it's time to ask yourself, do I have my own limiting beliefs about this? And am I just not trusting in myself? And am I not valuing myself well?
Yeah, I think that's a big one. I think especially when people are first starting out and they don't know how to price themselves, they don't know where they stand, they don't know what they're worth. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it is just casting the line out. But I think when you can really reverse engineer it, like you're explaining, of being able to really, I mean, that's how you run your business, is like being able to really analyze the numbers and work backwards of saying, here's my bottom line, here's where I just need to just run the business, mm-hmm. all the expenses. And then from there, seeing really how you can mm-hmm. maximize other opportunities. But I think that a lot of the times the scarcity mindset, the limiting beliefs, all of that plays so much into it when you're first starting. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that you should go and like, you know, give yourself a fat paycheck if it's not deserved. But I think being able to have the balances, like you're saying, of being able to analyze the data, see where you're at, be real with yourself and your business, and then go from there. And that will help you really justify and get the confidence, right? Because if you can justify why you're charging it this much, then you can really understand it and have the confidence when you're pitching it and selling it.
Yeah.
And also do your research. Like if you're just starting out, like don't be afraid to dive in and do some market research. It's a good way to kind of be able to see if, you know, you're way off or if you're spot on. You know, if your operating expenses at the beginning are way too high and you're not generating profit, you need to look at that because then that means either maybe it's not a viable business or you need to raise some money, which is a whole kind of another conversation. Yeah. Which we maybe will do another podcast episode on because I think that's a whole nother convo of investing and raising funding. And so I think that being able to really get, tap into your superpower with money and like the confidence is truly like one of the biggest parts of that. Like the mental component around money, I think is one of the biggest blocks with people of that like money mindset. And not feeling comfortable with it.
Absolutely. And I think I hear this a lot, especially in our accountability club of sometimes people are like, no, I got the money mindset. I'm ready. Right. Yeah. I've been saying like, come to me, baby. And it's just not showing up yet. Right. It takes time too. And it really takes the clarity of you could be working so hard and not have the numbers to back it up at the end of the day, right? Maybe you haven't priced yourself well. Maybe your operating expenses are too high and the numbers just aren't matching up there, right? Where you might, you just feel like you're running dry at the end of the day. Take the time to build the budget, to build the plan where you know what needs to happen in order to achieve a certain result. And then just fiercely focus there, fiercely focus on your sales and nothing else. Because if you fiercely focus there, you know that the numbers match up and that it's going to make sense at the end of the day. You know your time, energy, and effort will be worth it. You'll be in the right headspace to receive and you will be off to the races. You just will.
Yes, 100%. And I think too, I just want to throw out there because some of you may be listening to this thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed even just thinking about doing that. Don't be afraid to reach out and get help because whether you work with a coach or a financial expert, advisor, you know, whatever component you feel comfortable with, but get some help. Like don't just sit there and spin on it. Because I guarantee you that will not move you forward. And the longer you avoid it and don't dive straight in head first, the more painful it's going to be to get through because you're just prolonging it. The more you can get directly to the source of like, here's the challenge, here's the solution, and here's like the strategy I'm going to use to get through to the other side to hit the goal. That's sometimes what you need is like somebody there holding space for you to be able to articulate that. So if that's what you need, get help. We're here to help you. There's there's so many amazing financial advisors and coaches that could help as well. But don't try to, I guess what I'm just trying to say is if you are feeling that overwhelmed, don't let it keep you stuck. Keep moving forward and get some help if you're needing that. There's no shame in like asking for help.
No shame in the game, baby. No shame in the game. You're in the game. You're playing it. Like
game of life.
You are. And you got this. It is, it's something that I promise you, is easier than you think.
It really is. And the more you can unpack it, the more you're like, oh, okay, actually that wasn't such a heavy box. I just put a lot of emotions on top and that's why it was kind of weighing me down.
It's called evolution. You're evolving. And reach out if you need any help in this area in business, whether it's us or us giving you some advice on some of our favorite advisors and people in the game. We will share those with you. But be empowered. It's money making activities are sometimes my favorite sort of activities. So I hope they become yours too. And I think that's it.
I think that's it too.
Have a great rest of your week. We love you deeply. Bye.
Bye.
That concludes this episode of Her Next Big Move podcast. Everything that we discussed in today's episode and for more information on Forward Female can be found in the show notes below and on our website, forwardfemale.com. We want to thank everyone who helped this episode come together and you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and come hang out with us on our socials.